This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
I am Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I forgot to start a timer.
You're pulling out your phone. I'm like, the show's just started.
I'm like a millennial person.
Normally, you wait until the end of the show to go on your phone.
Yeah.
How are you doing this week?
I'm doing well, Tom. How are you?
I've been better, Tim. I've got like a bad crick in my neck.
Really?
Crick in my neck and my shoulder. I've been sleeping on the couch too much.
Why even? Oh, the old lady's
The old lady.
Hitting me with a rolling pin. How do things
hitting
work?
Me with a rolling pin making me sleep on the couch.
Yeah, because you're a drunk.
Because I'm a drunk and she doesn't like the prank videos I'm making with our kids.
Oh, yeah.
With the boys.
But Tom, You know I enjoy them.
Hey, I enjoy them and they're making me a millionaire, to be honest with you. And these kids, they love being pranked.
They're fine with it. They're YouTube sensations.
Yeah. They just like being famous and like being pranked and like crying a lot.
Yeah. Nobody likes being pranked.
No.
God damn it.
Nobody's ever like, hey, that was practical joke. Sure. Right?
It depends. All right. Well, bloopers are the top of the heap, right?
Of course. But a blooper, you can't plan for a blooper.
Right. Boners under bloopers.
Wow.
Then practical joke, then prank, then punked. Nobody wants to be punked.
No.
But think of it this way, though. If you're a big enough star to be punked, life's all right for you, you know?
I feel like there were some people punked on punked that are not famous anymore.
Not anymore, but like, I don't know. They probably made more in 1998 than you'll make cumulatively for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah, but I'm sure the rhythm guitarist for Fall Out Boy or whatever is...
That's a great experience.
Yeah, but is that what you want? You want the pinnacle of your life to be being punked?
How do you... First of all, no. God, no. Uh-huh. Imagine you were punked, but you were one of the ones that Ashton didn't go to. It's just a pre-fame.
What a slap in
it's
the
a
face.
Pre-Veronica Mars Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
Pulling one over on you.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then it's like, where's Ashton? It's like, well, he's at his home in Beverly Hills.
Nah, he's in he's
But you're right, it is his program. He will film an
look,
intro.
Look, he'll do the bumpers.
Yeah.
In that little booth or whatever.
Yeah, green screen that they probably brought to his house.
I don't think they even went through all that. It was the confessional booth from
the real world.
Real world
that he went to the real world house in Los Angeles.
It's not always in Los Angeles.
No, I mean, if they were smart, they would keep them all right.
Are they on the
register of like historic buildings? Yeah. Do you think the real world?
I don't know if it would be a smart investment for Viacom to keep all the real world.
The real world San Francisco house should be a museum.
Yes, and actually, that's the one where if they had bought that house in 90 whatever,
93 maybe.
Yeah, 92? I was gonna say 92.
Yeah,
I'm sure that house is 10x in property value.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then. Yeah. Well, they're always ahead of the trends. MTV.
MTV, yeah. Music television, Tom.
Yes. So, that's what, huh.
Guess what, Tom?
What?
I'd hate to burst your bubble. They don't exactly play music videos anymore.
No, come on.
We've come a long way since the Buggles.
I thought it was the Bugles.
That's a different band. That's an army band.
I got a crick in my neck, Tim.
I'm sorry.
Also, I was woken up this morning This is a road etiquette question, a road work etiquette question.
Okay, I was going to say, Tom, as far as I know, you woke up in your home this morning.
I woke up on the side of the road, no idea how I got there.
You ever sleep outside? I fell asleep outside one time, but it was in a backyard.
You fell asleep in our old backyard.
Yeah.
Was I home? I was home, but I didn't know you were in the backyard.
Yeah, I didn't know I was in the backyard either. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone to sleep.
It's nice sleeping outside, though.
Yeah, it is. Like,
under
when it's your
stars
choice.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But there were
so many weird feral cats out there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Boy, we had real problems with feral cats. You had more problems because you had to hear them all night.
Yeah. They were in heat, I tell you.
So this isn't... it's not similar to that at all. I was woken up this morning, 5:30 in the morning, with somebody honking like their life depended on it.
Mm-hmm. Was it Clarabelle the clown?
No, it was. I should be clear,
because that's how Clarabelle communicated with everybody. So, like, maybe his life did depend on.
Yeah, no, that's my fault for not being clear. It was a car horn,
not a
clown horn,
okay.
Or a bike horn, or anything like that. And actually, it wasn't a car horn, which I found out after literally five straight minutes of just I'm like, what is going on out there? I heard and then somebody yelled, "Hey, shut the hell up!"
Right. Because it's New York.
Yeah.
Did somebody else talk about how they were walking there?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because I got up to look out the window, and it wasn't a car honking at all, Tim. It was a backhoe.
Oh, a machine. A large machine.
It had a man inside of it.
Was it going backwards?
It was, but that had nothing to do with it. So it was going backwards, and it was making the boop, boop, mm-hmm. boop, and the...
Right, okay.
So the reason for all of this was...
It's a nice soundscape to wake up to.
Yeah, it was great. They were doing this because the road was being repaved.
Okay, that's good for everybody.
I could take it or leave it, but...
do you want? The potholes? You hear ka-doom all night.
Well, I'd take that over honking and beeping.
One time?
At 5:30 in the morning, yeah.
Was it really 5:30?
It was 5:30.
Okay, go on.
No, I'm sorry. It was 6:30.
Okay.
Holes
in your story already.
The reason, I'd rather the holes in my story than holes in the road.
Yeah. Or holes in your cheese, right?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, Swiss is the best, right?
As long as it's not a mouse.
Swiss top five
taking
cheese.
Them out.
Yeah.
No, Swiss. Oh, all right.
Swiss is not
a top five cheese.
Name five better cheeses than Swiss. You have 10 seconds.
Cheddar, Asiago.
Asiago,
monster, American.
American cheese is better than Swiss cheese.
American cheese is better than Swiss cheese.
You got one more.
Brie.
You're full of.
It's
beans.
A soft cheese.
Yeah, I know what brie is, you idiot.
I wish I was full of cheese. So the honking's going on. It's because they're repaving the road, and despite signs being up all week, all over the place. By my count, half the people did not move their cars.
Right, right.
So it was actually... Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't the backhoe. It was the tow truck. The tow truck had basically declared tow bankruptcy. It's like, I can't tow all these cars. I'm just going to drive down the street honking, wake everyone up to come out and move their damn cars.
Oh, it's a smart move for the tow truck. He's on the clock either way.
Yeah, but...
The lowly tow truck driver is just like, I know how to not tow.
Yeah. He doesn't get a cut, though?
For every car? No.
Or like a bonus or like
the other thing is
tow of the year?
I had my car towed one time. They don't tow them. Like, I had one time because I parked in front of a fire hydrant.
Right.
It's a long story.
Right. It wasn't your fault.
I mean, it was not a functioning fire hydrant. There was weeds growing out of the inside of it. And there was no cap on it.
Well, were you driving a fire truck at the time?
I was. I parked my fire truck there.
Oh, okay.
That's
fine.
Towed.
You should be fine.
No, my car was towed one time. But another time it was towed for like a movie shoot.
Uh-huh. What movie?
I talked about it on the show. It was a Latter-day Saints promotional video.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I had an interaction with the director. I stood in front of the camera until they told me where my car was. Because they tow it to...
So somewhere you're in a Latter-day Saints promotional video.
I think they might have edited that part out.
Maybe they set you up at the end like Thanos, but you're the devil.
That's true. I was pretty drunk.
Like it was like an after credits thing where you just, hey, get out of here. Where's my car?
Yeah. Anyway, I was talking about Prince for a while because that's,
He was Jehovah's Witness.
No, that's who it was then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
were you demanding to speak to Prince?
Probably at some point. I recounted this in detail, like,
yeah,
6 years ago on this dumb show that we've been doing for way too long. So anyway, they just tow it. They don't tow it to like a tow yard. They have to find a spot where they can put your car that's like a legal parking spot elsewhere. And finding parking in New York,
yeah, it's tricky. Annoying.
So, like, the towing, I could see the tow truck driver just being like...
And they have to get it in there with a tow truck. They can't
parallel park a car. Yeah, how does that even friggin' work?
You can kind of parallel park a car with a tow truck. Like, it's the same. You just back it in and then swing it around.
Well, it's a better move than I ever have, because I would not be able to do that. So, anyway, I could see the tough part not being actually towing the cars, but finding a place to put them.
Yeah.
And then this guy's just like, hey, I'll just let everybody find their own places.
Yeah.
I'll aggravate everybody.
Yeah, walk
and
me up.
And who knows if those people are even, like, I've parked, like, blocks away from my home because it's New York. You're not parked right outside your building.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably the majority of those cars were nearby would hear the honking. But, yeah. I mean, and if
so what's your etiquette question?
Oh, should he have done that, or should he have just, right? He woke me up at 6:30 in the morning, and I had a crick in my neck. I didn't sleep well to begin
with. Well, you know what? He probably did you a service because...
I thought it was my boys pranking me.
I can only imagine how that would end.
I'll tell you how it would end. All of them at the orphanage.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
This week... We're really doing it. We're going for it. We're talking about The Laundry, my friend.
Ah.
I'm not talking about Landry from Friday Night Lights, although I wish we were talking about Friday Night Lights.
Uh-huh. Or this Landry.
Yeah.
He's married to Kiki now.
Are they married?
I think they're getting married.
I have on a source, Tom. when I was down at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Well, you were down there, too.
Yeah, and Tim.
A lady
that's
saw
not
them.
Where... Yeah, but that's not...
This is some just hot goss.
Just because you're in Texas doesn't mean you should believe anything about the cast of Friday Night Lights.
No, they were at South by Southwest, Tom.
Promoting Friday Night Lights.
They were promoting
it's not even
something.
On
I don't know.
Who was?
Landry and Kiki.
Okay. So, Kiki is Kirsten Dunst, is what her friends call her.
Yeah, duh. Tom, I know that.
I was explaining to everyone else.
Right. Landry and Kiki... in public,
yeah,
kissing each other.
Yeah, well, all right, that's
some hot goss.
They're engaged to be married.
I don't know. Maybe in case you thought they were on the rocks, as recently as 6 weeks ago, they were kissing in public.
Wow,
take that, Harvey Levin. You think Harvey Levin has? I know we don't talk about it, has the P tape.
The PP tape?
Yeah.
The president? No, I don't think he does.
Because if anybody has it, it's Harvey Levin.
No,
TMZ.
If anybody has it, the KGB has
it. Yeah, yeah, but if anybody here has it, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he wouldn't release it. He's best buddies with the president.
No, and then you think about it, like, who's most likely in America to have this tape? Harvey Levin, who had a secret meeting in the Oval Office the first week of the presidency.
It's true.
Harvey Levin. Makes you think... This tape exists. Maybe Judge Judy has it, too, because she's just a pee freak. So anyway, The Laundry.
Yes. Not The Landry.
Not The Landry.
The Laundry.
Tom?
Yes.
How often do you do laundry? And keep in mind, we know your answer is a lie.
Keep in mind, you are under it. You know what? I'm not sure. I do the laundry when I need to.
How's do you do it an when you need to, or like a little too long after you need to? That's where I'm at, or that's where I was before I had
a transformation.
Before I had a washing machine and dryer in my unit, my apartment.
You said that like you just accidentally revealed you're an alien. My unit, my apartment, my apartmental unit, which, you know, every human has. I think I'm actually pretty good at doing my laundry somewhat regularly.
You're a drop-off man?
A drop-off man till I die.
Through and through.
Although, occasionally, I wash it myself just to get, you know.
At the laundromat?
Yeah, at the laundromat.
That seems weird. I've never done that in my whole life.
What? Oh, well, it must be nice having a trust fund.
No, because I drop it off or I do it or my girlfriend does it all the time. Uh-huh. Do you stay with it the whole time? Those are your underoos right there, Tom.
Yeah, I'm not afraid about somebody stealing my underwear.
It's not a matter of, it's, you know what the thing is? You know how, like, when people get
my underwear, and my underwear is not all stained, Tim. I'm not afraid of people seeing it like you.
They wouldn't know because it gets off in the wash. You know, like when people are like they're robbed, but like not a lot of stuff is taken. But it's like they feel.
What are you talking about?
They feel
like a mugging.
Yeah, like a mugging. Okay. But it's like they got away with like. You know, my wallet, and it only had $20 in it, and I canceled all my credit cards, so it was fine, yeah. Right? Like, but like...
I keep an exploding dye pack in my wallet all the time.
That would
just
be amazing.
Yeah.
Or why not just like an explosive?
Well, because then you'd have to carry an explosive with you all the time.
Yeah, but like if you could only detonate it from like your home. So like you keep that locked away.
Uh-huh. So it had to be like a plastic explosive, like C4 or something. Something that can't be detonated via just being.
You know what?
Tussled.
I think you'd have a problem getting on a plane.
Yeah, you'd have problems in a lot of places.
If you had like got stopped at a routine car being pulled over.
Tim, you're sounding like an alien again. One of those car things.
A human transport vehicle.
So you, what was your point about being mugged? And
oh, you feel like violated, right? Like it's less the like when all my shit was stolen in London. Remember time we went over there to do shows for people who presumably liked us, but then one of them made off with all my valuables.
But then one of them turned on us.
Yeah. Like,
well, it turned on you.
I was bummed that I lost that stuff, but like I did feel like, oh, man, like
yeah,
that's
you've been
like,
violated.
Yeah, like it feels like it's. I wouldn't believe it if it didn't happen to me, but it's kind of like no. I just feel like I don't. It's a loss of trust in society, and I feel like it's more of just the stuff, mm-hmm. and I feel like. I'd be triple if someone made off with my clothes, especially because when I'm doing laundry, it's all my clothes. So I'd have to like, and it's clothes that I've had for the last 6 years too.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm a completely new man at that point.
Yeah. Or you'd go around wearing like hospital scrubs from then on. Until
Not
you slowly...
scrubs, the
gown.
The gown, yeah.
With the
imagine all the doctors were in the gowns too.
That would get real confusing. Yeah. You'd wind up having some operations going on that shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what was your point about...
It would stink if your clothes got stolen.
Yeah, of course it would stink.
That's why I never would do my laundry at a laundromat. And why is it a laundromat and not a laundry mat?
Some people call them a laundrette.
Yeah, that's even more bizarre.
Yeah.
One time when I was young, when I was like six... It was the first humiliating experience of my life,
okay.
of many. Uh-huh. I remember the first time I was humiliated. I called it a laundry mat because, that's what I thought it was called because, like, you do the laundry there.
Yeah.
My parents. I remember I was sitting in the back seat and I was like, there's a new laundry mat in town or whatever. Uh-huh. Or like, how come we never go to the laundry mat or something? And my parents
wait a minute.
Left there's so a, hard.
You were commenting to your parents that there was a new laundromat in town.
Yeah.
Hey guys. Yeah, we were trying because like there's we're a like new, laundromat. In
we
town.
Were like driving by it.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, like next to our favorite restaurant, Stillman's. Oh, there's a laundromat now. And my parents left till they couldn't friggin' breathe. They were gasping for air.
And that's sad. That's pre-YouTube. They couldn't make any money off of how dumb their kid was.
Yeah.
That's similar to...
Then they made my brother slap me and filmed it and put it on the
internet. Oh, well, there you go. Send it. I mean...
They didn't put it on the internet.
They could send it to America's Funniest Home Videos.
And Bob Saget personally had to get involved and just ask that they stop sending these videos to them. Because he's like, I love these because I'm... Look, I'm a scumbag. Not a lot of people know this yet.
Yeah, but
I'm a scumbag, so I love these videos of your one son slapping your other son. But, you know, my producer here, Vin DeBona, tells me these are never going to...
Nice pull, Tim, to remember the name of the producer that comes up in the credits.
Yeah. He's not going to let us put it on the air. So.
Right.
Thank you for sending me these for my personal collection.
You think Child Protective Services has a liaison that just works with America's Funniest Videos?
Maybe. That's got to be the darkest job in the world, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, people send in videos, and, like, I'm sure they're, like, time and time again, they're like, why do people send in videos that end in such bloodshed? Or, like, this person was obviously, like... paralyzed after this. Why is this funny?
Well, and especially back then, it wasn't like people weren't editing the videos they were sending in. It was they were probably lucky if they got a note like fast forward to 23 minutes in.
It's gotta be a real fun job though, huh?
I've mentioned this before too. I mean, I got a little taste of this when I was the intern for America's Most Wanted, where I would have to deal with all the letters coming in. And
Do my case.
Yeah.
No, a loved one of mine was murdered. Do me.
I mean, most of them, a lot of them were about aliens and the devil.
Did you forward those right to Unsolved Mysteries?
God, I wish. I wish they were sister programs. I mean, in my head, they were. They aired back to back.
Yeah, and they were like pretty much... Each was as believable as the next. You know, like I was.
There wasn't anything not believable in America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, no, exactly. And Unsolved Mysteries is like, well, this is fact, just like the other one. Yeah.
Although it was always boring when Unsolved Mysteries didn't have supernatural stuff involved.
I don't know, man. The mysterious disappearance of the bassist from Iron Butterfly was there was nothing supernatural about it. But the last, you know about this? The bassist.
No, I didn't.
He disappeared in the 90s.
Inagana DeVita.
Yeah. The bass player.
Yeah.
The last known thing was a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
He said, they've got me. And the person on the other end was like, who's got you? He's like, just know OJ didn't do it. They did. And then he hung up.
What? Yeah. Was this before OJ committed murder?
No. So this was like, this was 25 years after. I'm not sure if the bassist of Iron Butterfly was ever relevant. Like, I don't think he was punked worthy at any point in his life.
Oh, well, I'm sure when Inagana DeVita was hot
and heavy.
I don't
know, the drummer,
that's
maybe.
True, yeah.
But there's no bass solo in that.
There might be. It's like 18 minutes long.
Organ. The organ player or the drummer?
Yeah, sure. Or the vocalist.
Yeah.
Inagana DeVita. That was the Undertaker from WWE.
Oh, I did not know that. So anyway, laundry, Tom. Yeah, so he never surfaced again, so we don't know what happened.
And how long ago this happened?
I would say around 94, 95.
Wow, long time.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll pop up.
Well, when are they going to make an American Crime Story about that, huh?
once they can secure the rights to Inagana DeVita.
Thank you.
I am sure that they will.
Tom, you ever overflow a washing machine with too much soap?
No, I'm not in a sitcom.
I don't think that's possible.
No, it's definitely possible.
Why?
Why wouldn't it be possible?
I don't think it churns that much.
It churns like a mother effer. Tim, what do you mean it doesn't churn that much?
I don't know. I just it seems to me that there's not enough water to make it happen.
You don't need
water. I don't know that that's ever happened in real life. Oh. Bobby Brady, yeah, happens to him.
I mean, I'm sure there's like precautions nowadays with washer dryers.
Yeah.
That they've got these, you know, that was probably like one of the first things to iron out. Make sure they don't make too many bubbles.
Yeah. Now they don't, they have those, everything's in pod form because it's the 21st century.
Yeah.
And they have these.
And we just demand our things in pods.
Yeah. It's made, I'm telling you, from what I understand, I've never loaded up a dishwasher with liquid soap. That seems like freaking, what are we, pioneer people here?
Wait, what?
What?
You've never loaded a dishwasher with liquid soap, so only powdered soap or pods?
The pods.
So you've never used powdered soap or
in a dishwasher?
Soap.
No.
Do you have, let me let you in on a little secret here, Tim. Mm-hmm. I've never had a dishwasher in my life.
Even when you were a child?
Even when I was a child, even now when I'm an adult. And
wow.
I have to wash the goddamn dishes myself. I still don't have a dishwasher.
Wow, did you wash the dishes when you were a kid? I feel like I wouldn't trust you with that job as an adult.
Yeah, my parents didn't either. I had to do other chores, but I never had to wash the dishes. I think because it was just assumed, like, yeah, well, he's not going to do a good job. So yeah. I never had to do the laundry either.
Oh, I had to do the laundry a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Same thing, I think, but they were probably afraid of all the bubbles coming
out.
They
watched a lot of episodes of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
I would do the laundry, and I always hated it, and I'd get so mad, and my parents were like, you know how, like, money comes out of the pockets in the dryer, you know, like, if you leave something in your
yes.
pocket, the money gets caught in the lint trap, and once in a while, like, the rule was, like, if you did the laundry, though,
yeah,
you got to keep it, so whenever I'd be, like, really mad about doing the laundry, like, my parents would leave, like, $3 in the pocket of one of their jeans or something.
Oh, to make you
and
happy.
And I'd be like, $3! I'm going to do the laundry every day! Because I was dumb and simple.
Yeah, I never...
It was a positive prank.
Like, it wasn't until high school
you
that I
You don't do positive
to...
pranks on YouTube?
No, I don't. There are positive pranks,
like
I'm sure.
Like, you put $5 on a fishing line, but you just don't pull it away. You just let somebody get it.
Well, why? What would the fun in that? Also, you've got to expand your mind as far as pranks go. You think pranks begin and end with just putting money on a fishing line.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best prank.
Sure. It's one of the best pranks.
The most classic prank.
Yes.
You could attach money to, like, a string of another sort, too. It doesn't need to be a fishing line.
What, like yarn?
Yeah, and just hide behind
no,
a bush.
Somebody will see
thread,
the yarn.
Thread, asshole.
Yeah, why would you do thread if you could do fishing line?
Yeah.
Do you know how easy thread breaks compared to fishing line?
Yeah, but the positive Especially prank if you've is got you a want big them one. To get it. So the thread will break, and then they walk away with the money. And they're like, that was harder to get than I thought. It started to move.
This is... All right.
It's a good prank for...
I still
I
say
know.
Having my
Your
boy...
Your church's YouTube page or something.
Yeah, exactly. I still say just having my boys slap each other. People like it a lot more.
Yeah, everybody loves it. Bob Saget has passed that around his Hollywood parties.
So, I didn't learn how to do laundry until probably like high school when it was like, well, you want to wash like, sports stuff.
You want to watch The X-Files tonight. You better do some laundry.
Oh, all right. I'll do anything. And then in college, had to do laundry, of course.
Yeah.
The laundry room in my college was a bad place.
Bad kids. Bad, selling drugs.
Well, bad kids and just everybody leaving their shit in the machines all the time.
Yeah.
And then you would pull stuff out of the machine because there weren't that many machines. It was in the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody would come in like, what the hell, man? You took all my stuff out of... And it's like, yeah, it's been in there for hours. It smells like mildew now.
How do you know that it was in there for hours?
It smelled like mildew now.
Maybe they just smelled like mildew. Did you smell them when they came in?
I did. I mean, that was... being an RA in college, all these kids, you can take a whiff and tell if somebody knew how to do laundry or not.
It's not that hard.
But some people were terrible at it.
You just put a little bit of thing in you press the button.
But here's where people screwed up in college.
Here's a tip. Here's a tip for all you college students out there.
When you wash the clothes, don't then leave them in the washing machine for 12 hours before you dry them, because then they're going to smell bad. Not dirty bad, but mildewy bad.
That's a tip from Tom.
Tip from Tom.
I say do what you want, kids. No. Smoke some grass on the quad and then go to a foam party. Somebody leaves the washing machine on with too much soap.
That's not what a foam party is.
I think it is. Tom?
Yes.
Dryers. They always catch on fire. True or false?
They always catch on fire.
I was taught never
You're
leave that.
You're afraid of everything.
I'm afraid of everything catching on fire, yeah.
All right. You were taught what?
Never leave the house when the dryer's on. Because there's a good chance that it'll catch fire. Not that like I was going to do anything if the dryer caught on fire and I was in fourth grade.
You often left home alone to do chores.
In fourth grade. I mean, not to do chores, but like, you know, if my parents wanted to go out to dinner and I didn't want to go, I could stay at home. How old is a fourth grader?
10.
Is that too young? Am I going to be taken away from my parents for saying this?
No, you had an older brother, so yeah. that made it different. But yeah, I mean... I think the general rule as kids, your parents and my parents were always like, don't touch anything. Like the TV, you can watch whatever you want. Don't touch anything that plugs into the wall except the TV.
I had rules about what I could watch on TV, Tom. I wasn't allowed to watch hardcore pornography like you were. You were a Sega household, not a Nintendo household, so we know... your parents.
You know what, Tim? I recently,
you're a latchkey kid, huh?
I recently found out that there were way more the Sega Genesis is sold than Super Nintendo's.
Sure.
And that
whatever gets you through the night. Yeah, a lot more scumbags than decent people in the US.
No, when we were of age to play those games, Super Nintendo's for babies. That's what I heard.
Super Nintendo's for babies?
Yeah, it was for babies. Babies who couldn't handle a little blood and gore. In their games.
I didn't care about that.
Well, you should
have. Too busy having myself a mad time in the mines with Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong.
It's too busy finding $3 in the lint trap. If you didn't get it out of the lint trap, and well, I guess if it was in the lint trap,
catch on fire.
Well, if you
dryers catch on fire, look it up. Yeah, that's a tip to all you kids out there. Don't leave a dryer unattended.
This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
I said love second, and then the treasure, that's also
the
positive.
Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's... something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who have been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tim, what's dry cleaning?
Tom? Mm-hmm. When mommies and daddies mm-hmm. have clothes that they need to wear to weddings and funerals, mm-hmm. You can't put that in water because they shrink or the dyes get on things or something. Or
it could be both.
If it's blue, it'll turn white. I don't know.
No, that's not.
So they shoot chemicals into it. And then use a hairdryer or something? I don't know.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm very unclear.
I think it's just chemicals.
I know it's just chemicals, but I'm very unclear about how...
Ah, shit!
What?
Speaking of dry cleaning, I was supposed to get my one suit dry cleaned.
Yeah, I know, that's why.
We're both going to a wedding.
Yeah.
I've worn this suit to the last 15 weddings I've gone to. Haven't washed it once.
Oh God.
Yeah. And I wasn't even gonna wash it. I was just gonna get it pressed.
Why would you not get it dry cleaned while you're getting it pressed?
Cause like, first of all, I didn't think I'd have the time. Cause uh-huh. like you get yeah. it pressed in an afternoon, right? Like you could pick it up later that day. I knew it's now Wednesday. The wedding is Saturday.
Yeah. We'll both be wearing wrinkled suits there.
Yeah. Whatever.
Smelly, wrinkled suits. That's the other thing. How come dry cleaning always takes so long?
I don't know, because it's a scam. It's a scam, right?
What do you mean?
I don't think I think they just iron. I think they have a big iron, and they put the clothes in that. If there's a stain, they use like a... They put it in the washing machine and just wash it in water. I think they're just lying. I think it's just like...
I don't think they're lying. If there's
it's like a Madoff type thing where it's just like, oh, yeah, no, we'll do this.
And it's then a pyramid like, scheme?
No, it's just like, it's not what it seems.
All right.
And you're getting your stuff if and like, don't ask.
If there's a stain, you got to tell them.
Yeah.
Because you got to be like, hey.
But like, who stains their clothes? And then it's slops. Like, oh, I can't get this stain out. Just throw it out and buy a new one. I'm thinking of buying a new suit tomorrow instead of like figuring out like where I can conveniently drop this off at the dry cleaners. Because, you know, I gotta leave for work in the morning and then I get
yeah,
home
but
after.
Buying a new suit, Tim, you're just going to buy it off the rack?
Sure.
You're going to look like you're wearing your dad's suit or something. It's going to be too big.
I'm going to buy it in my size, not my dad's size. My well, dad's roughly the same size as me.
Well, good luck.
Borrow one of my dad's suits.
Well, now
you know, I'm glad we had this conversation, Tom.
Yeah, now you're thinking. No, that's what made me think about all this because, same thing. Early this week, I was like, all right, I'm gonna drop this off at the dry cleaners and it will be fine. It'll be no problem
whatsoever. Speed demon.
Now, speed demon. Yeah, I didn't do that, and now I don't. Now it's down to, I think inexplicably I have like four suits.
I have a few suits, but I'll tell you, only one really fits me.
And it's a zoot suit, right?
Yeah,
yeah, because they make you know those.
I bought it during the swing music craze.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be a little loose, a little big on mm-hmm. you for all the dancing.
Yeah, I look like a 1920s gangster. It's great.
But yeah, my plan right now is to see what suit doesn't smell. Good I mean, plan. I don't think any of them smell. You got to really stink it up to
I'm
make a suit
I'm always taking
smell.
Off the jacket. Uh-huh. I'm not pooping in the pants.
All right. Nobody has.
Tom, the last wedding that you and I were both at,
uh-huh.
Was in a barn at one point.
Yeah.
It was Landry and Kiki's wedding.
Yes.
But like it got hot
very
in that
rural,
barn
because that's what you know. That's Landry.
Yeah. It got hot in that barn.
Yeah.
And I'm a little worried about my suit. I think I've worn it to like 3 funerals since then.
And there were no animals in that barn.
No, but it was hot. Everybody was sweating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The barn. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking about a different barn in that.
We were talking about two completely different barns, everybody. We're both on the same page with the barns.
Yes. So yeah, I don't think I have enough time to get this suit dry clean. But I feel like again, dry clean doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't. Just Febreze it. Don't Febreze it. Don't ever Febreze anything, because people are onto it. They know what Febreze smells like.
Yeah, get it. Thank you. I'm amazed that there isn't another manufacturer out there that's like, this is Febreze, but it doesn't smell like Febreze.
Yeah, so it smells like something else.
Yeah, it just smells like literally anything else.
Yeah.
I did see, you'll remember the crossover between this episode and the last episode, Tim. Say it with me. Bleach.
Toilet. Oh, bleach.
Yes. Not just the name of the last episode.
I was a few steps behind you on that one.
You use bleach for toilets and for laundry.
I don't use it for laundry.
I used it for
laundry. It gets your whites whiter, I understand.
Yeah, I used it because I don't even know when this happened. My dog doesn't pee on stuff often. Well, kind of often.
Dog, whenever she sees me, pisses on the couch.
Not whenever. If she hasn't recently been let out, she gets excited.
Yeah.
And apparently that's a Dachshund thing. They've got very poor bladder. Good bladder control in some situations. Bad bladder control in other situations.
Okay. Great.
So she...
Unpredictable bladder.
Yes.
Well, that's the worst kind.
It's true. She peed on sheets that I had that were folded up next to my bed with the intention of putting them on my bed that evening. And she just...
That evening? How long were those sheets there?
They might have been there for a little bit. But she peed on them, so I needed to use bleach. But I saw this commercial for bleach. First off, they have commercials for bleach. Who knew? I mean, it wasn't just for any bleach.
You've been watching soap operas?
No, it's for soap. But this bleach commercial, I think it was my favorite commercial I've ever seen. It was the most honest commercial I've ever seen in my life.
Go on.
So it's a woman. First off, it's a woman who is like just barely not good enough looking to be on TV.
Tom.
You know what I mean? No. And it's intentional because they're trying to be like, hey, look, this is a real person. This right. isn't some beauty model out here. Still a very attractive person. I found her more attractive than most people on commercials because she seemed attainable.
Go on.
So the commercial is just her walking down the street. Not walking down the street, walking down the
aisle.
The aisle at the supermarket.
Oh, I thought she was getting married. Even a woman like that could find.
Yeah, well, somebody. She had bleach. She was like, "I bleached this wedding dress and yeah.
Go on.
Found a man to marry."
All right.
So, she's talking about some other detergents, right? And she's like, "Yeah, these smell nice, but you know, flowery smells that doesn't smell clean. I'll tell you what smells clean: bleach." And this is when my ears perk up because. Yeah. You know I like the smell of bleach.
You like a homely woman telling you what smells good.
Yeah. And then this woman, she goes, why would you buy this flowery smell and stuff when you can buy bleach, which they use to clean up crime scenes?
Wait, what?
Right?
This might have been a dream.
It was not a dream. It was a commercial for Clorox. And she laid it all out there. And she was like, look, they use this to clean up crime scenes. It's good enough for your laundry. And then the commercial just ended. I don't think the commercial even had any music in it. I think it might have been like...
implication that her and, because you responded to it, your underpants are worse as bad as a crime scene?
No. But if they were, you know, why risk it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't need...
How closely do you look at your underwear before you wash it?
I don't.
You don't wash your underwear?
That's disgusting. I don't inspect my underwear.
Yeah. So if you're not going to take a close look, you might as well use bleach. Go all the way. Pull out all the stops. Make sure.
I guess so. I just feel like if you're always using crime scene caliber tools for everything.
Yeah.
Like it's using a sledgehammer for something that you can use a ball peen for.
Use the sledgehammer. Make sure. If you're going to, you're talking
about. But you might do more damage than.
Yeah, but you're talking, in your analogy, example there, you're talking about killing somebody, right?
I'm always talking about killing somebody.
Why? Yeah, sure. You can probably kill somebody if you hit them like in the temple with a ball peen hammer.
Yeah, or just hit them a bunch of times.
Yeah, but you hit them once with a sledgehammer. You're sure.
Yeah, but
you're
then
sure
you have,
the job's
then
done.
You're going to need a whole bunch of bleach to clean that up.
And that's fine because you got it because you listen to commercials and you buy bleach.
Well, I don't waste it all on my underpants.
I don't use that much of my underpants.
Tom?
Yes.
Let's do a little quiz here.
Okay.
How often should you wash things? Tom?
Mm-hmm.
How often should you wash your sheets?
Oh.
And this comes from a cleaning expert, Tom.
You?
A friend of mine.
You have a friend who's a cleaning expert.
Yes.
What does that mean?
She's a cleaning expert. She writes the column Ask a Clean Person for Esquire magazine or Esquire Online.
Uh-huh.
She hosts the podcast Ask a Clean Person. Her name's Jolie, and she's great. And I always ask her my cleaning questions, and I'm always appalled because... I don't know. Go on. How often do you think you should wash and change your sheets?
How should?
Ideally.
I would say...
Would a normal clean person do it?
Once a week.
Well, yeah, once a week.
Yeah.
Now, how often do you? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't even think it's that gross. Screw that. Look, even if, like, it's you, what is it, full of my sweat? Is that the issue?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's full of anything that, like, your clothes
are. Is on
are.
My body?
Yeah. Bacteria.
Yeah, guess what? It's on my body anyway.
Microbes.
Yeah, and you know what I do when I get out of bed? I take a shower and wash all that shit off.
All right.
It's fine.
What if you take a nap during the day, though?
I don't take naps. I fall asleep on the couch sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't wash my couch ever. You know, you're supposed to vacuum your couch once in a while.
I do vacuum my couch.
Really? Oh, you have a dog.
Yeah.
Before you got a dog, did you ever vacuum your couch? No, I
don't
was
think
your
I had
roommate
a couch.
For like 10 minutes. 10 years.
10 minutes.
Your jeans, Tom.
Not Tim, because we had leather couches because we were cool.
Yeah, bachelor pad, man.
Yeah.
Leather couches.
Our thighs were always sticking to them.
Yeah. A lot of neon lighting. Black lights.
A lot of black lights.
Cool Led Zeppelin posters. Yeah. Jimi Hendrix experience.
I'd sleep on the leather couch. Sometimes you'd sleep outside.
Yeah. Bring the lava lamp outside. Read my Maxim magazine by lava lamplight.
What are your other clean questions?
Your jeans. How often should you wash your jeans? I'll tell you, because like they say, like, oh, don't wash your jeans. Like, put them in the freezer or some shit, right? And that.
That's an old wives' tale.
I mean, it's a current internet tale.
Yeah, but then your jeans are going to be freezing. Who's going to want to wear them? Frozen jeans. Get out of here.
Josh Gad?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you, it's changed because I've recently gotten real fat. So I got to be real careful about my jean rotation.
Okay. Wait, in what way?
Because some jeans that I used to like, they don't fit me anymore.
Oh, but if you stretch them out nice before you wash them again,
yeah,
then they just become
that.
They fit like
lose,
a glove.
Lose weight.
Stretch out your jeans and don't wash them.
I don't know. It's a tough one.
How many wears? How many days wearing?
How many wears before you wash your jeans? You're like the Riddler, Tim.
Yeah. This is a pretty straightforward Riddler.
I would say
I hate the Riddler. Did he ever have any good riddles that like actually took a while? That they actually puzzled out and solved that he didn't mean them to solve?
he...
Because, like, they'd solve the puzzle, and then he'd be there waiting for them, and it was just like, yes, I was just waiting for you to solve this puzzle, right?
Well, that was his thing, that he thought he was smarter than everyone, but he thought Batman might be as... came close to being as smart as him, so he would, you know, play riddles on him.
But he knew that he would get them, and then Batman would just defeat him, the answer is the aquarium, and then he's at the aquarium, and the Riddler's like, you got me.
No,
now.
A lot of times he would think he you know, I've got you this time, Batman, I've stumped you.
Why not just not give him a riddle?
That's how he got off.
So he's a sex pervert.
It was never explicitly explained, but I think it was assumed. It's assumed that all Batman's villains and Batman are sex perverts.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, Batman's probably got some anyway. Jeans.
I would say five wires.
Tom, you got both of these right.
Wow.
And that's also something...
Why are you bothering asking a clean person? You should have asked me.
I guarantee you do not adhere to that rule.
No, of course not.
I haven't washed jeans in 25 years.
I've been wearing
the same jeans since I was 10 years old.
I will wear the same pair of jeans until something happens where I can't.
My girlfriend will throw them out. She just throws out a pair of jeans. She's like, oh, looks like you have to buy new jeans.
Yeah.
You could have let me wash them a couple weeks ago and then wouldn't have had to come to this.
She throw them out because they've got... she makes your brother slap you.
Yeah, and she posts it on YouTube.
Oh, and she films it. Yeah. That's good thinking.
Yeah.
People love brothers slapping each other online.
It's great.
And advertisers dig it, too.
How come having one kid slap another kid gets your kids taken away?
Yeah.
But that biting a finger video is beloved.
Yeah, well, it was a baby biting the finger.
Doesn't matter.
The baby Charlie.
I had my baby slap a slightly older baby. They're both in the orphanage now.
Well.
They're not in the orphanage, Tom.
Where are they?
They're in my care. Oh, they're in my car.
I mispronounced that. Sorry. I have to go real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next clean question?
Dress pants.
How often to clean
dress pants? How many wears?
For dress pants, I would say just like one or two.
Guess what, Tom?
What?
This is where my mind was blown. Six wears. One more than jeans.
Why?
I don't know, but I'm thinking suit pants are in the same realm as dress pants.
Yeah.
So I'm at like 2x times. That's fine, right?
If I'm wearing dress pants, I'm probably somewhere where there's soup, and I've probably stained my pants.
Soup?
Yeah.
What a weird connection you just made.
What? If I'm wearing dress pants, there's probably a soup. It's probably like a multi-course dinner.
But are you taking advantage of the soup? I'm never eating soup.
What? Oh,
If I'm in a fancy restaurant, I'm like, fuck soup. Give me the bread basket.
Well, you can get both. No, I'm saying I'm somewhere with multiple courses where the soup isn't the main attraction. I'm getting soup as like an appetite, maybe a little a bisque.
But you hated soup.
I went back around that layer that week. I bought a dozen cans of soup.
Tom, sweaters. Have you ever washed a sweater?
I didn't know you could.
I didn't know you could either.
Yeah. What do you use? I hate sweaters. Have you ever seen me wear a sweater?
No.
Yeah. And you never will.
I used to hate them. Guess what, Tom? They keep you warm in the wintertime.
That's the last thing I need.
You're always sweating. Yeah. I don't know where you are.
Exactly. Why would I need a sweater?
Every three wears, which is nuts.
No.
I've never washed a sweater in my life. That didn't come from Jolie. That came from the internet. I think Jolie said more.
Well, you're disparaging her good name.
I know. All right. Finally, Tom.
Tim, I don't like you talking to other podcasts either.
Look, Tom. You know what? She is the only person that agrees with me that the best thing to do, and I probably got it from her. I got this from the internet a few years ago.
Okay.
But I think it was from one of her columns. I just didn't know her yet.
Mm-hmm.
You leave white vinegar out in a bowl in a room. Makes that room smell amazing. So fresh. It's almost bleach-like, Tom.
Oh, it's going to smell like vinegar.
It's not. Because you get rid of the bowl at some point after a couple hours. And it just smells fresh and nice and clean in there.
I thought you were going to say you leave like a bowl of vinegar out and you can catch gnomes or something.
No, you can dip bread in it.
Right.
For some tart bread. You like tart breads, right?
I like tarts.
Yeah. Who doesn't like bread? How often do you wash your, or are you supposed to wash your towels?
Ooh.
Your bath towel. The one that you presumably...
Bring in the bath with me.
Bring into the bath with
to
you.
To protect
and
my modesty.
Yes.
You
dry the dead skin off your wet body every day with this. Yes, a towel.
I would say maybe that's once a week, too.
Three times.
Three uses.
Fucked up, right?
Yeah, I'm clean when I'm using the towel. It's fine. It's like I'm washing the towel.
No, your towel is getting a lot of... It's doing a lot of the cleaning work.
No.
Yeah, there's like dead skin and stuff.
Unless, all in the shower.
Well, what are you doing? You scrubbing your body with a thing?
With a loofah? Yeah.
The falafel?
Yeah, but that's getting the dead skin off it. The towel's just drying me. I try to pat myself dry lately.
Oh, how?
You ever get the shower sweats?
No, Tom.
Oh God, I get the shower sweats.
I've been doing
bad.
That thing though.
What? What thing?
The 30 seconds to a minute of extreme cold.
I don't think I've heard. Is this a challenge? Is this an online? Should I get my boys?
I read about it.
Should
in
I get
the...
my boys to do this to me, and we can put it online?
You probably shouldn't film your boys in the shower, Tom.
What if they're hitting each other?
I read about this in the shower slap fights. Yeah, I read about this in the New York Times, which is kind of like sometimes
fake news.
No, it's just like when people are like, all you people are like. Complaining about the New York Times because they publish this climate change denier screed, right, on their op-ed page. And everybody's like, don't be mad about that, you babies. Don't cancel your subscription just because you don't. You know, like how that thing?
Yeah.
But then it's like, yeah, think of all the good they do. Like this one article about how you should stand in the shower in extreme cold, like only cold water for 30 seconds to a minute.
I never, is this like from like the 1800s or something?
No, and I believe like you're a Tim Ferriss guy.
Just recently digitized.
That's a Tim Ferriss thing.
So what is it? You stand in at the end?
Yeah, you just turn off the hot water.
Yeah, that's how you get rid of the shower sweats, but I can't stand it.
Also, like, isn't that how you like have a heart attack?
I mean.
Are you ever going to do, is that ever going to induce a heart attack?
It could, but you're probably already in like pretty poor health. because even
probably for the best.
Well, and like the cold water coming out of the shower is still like, you know, 40 degrees, 50 degrees. It's not even that. It's not like ice water coming out.
It's pretty cold in my house, Tom. I'm a hero and you're not.
My water gets pretty cold too.
My water gets colder.
But yeah, I do that sometimes to prevent the shower sweats. Sometimes it just brings the shower sweats on, though.
I don't like having a shower that's that hot. Yeah. Although sometimes I like to use my muscles.
Use your muscles?
Ease my muscles.
Use your muscles? Well, that's what you need a bath for.
I don't take baths. My bathtub's too small. I'm gonna. Yeah.
I haven't taken a bath in a decade, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
I love taking a bath. I do it at my parents' house all the time.
Well, that's weird.
They got
don't
a nice bathtub.
Yeah, but
I got
they
a
don't,
crappy little bathtub.
They don't want their son coming home to take baths.
Guess what? That's what they got to deal with.
Is that the only thing you're allowed to do? They're like, now, Tim, we're going out to dinner. Don't touch the dryer.
Yeah,
you can take a bath, but, you know, keep the door unlocked or something.
They make me wear my life alert button around my neck at all times.
Yeah, I haven't taken a bath in a long time. I'd like to.
Well, Tom.
Anybody listening out there that can set up a bath for me?
draw a bath.
Draw a bath.
Can someone please draw a bath for Tom and then and write then, in and mail let him in. Know where it is?
The picture? No, they can just send the picture in.
No. You're going to go there.
Why would I go
it's
there?
It's the win a gonna... bath with Tom Reynolds contest.
No, if they're going to draw it for me, why am I going to go there?
Oh, I see. Oh, I get it.
It's a play on words.
God, any last words about laundry, Tom?
You hear about this right to dry going on?
What is this?
Right, people want the right to dry.
What the hell are you talking about?
Some of these jurisdictions, they don't allow people to dry their clothes outside.
Oh.
And people want the right to dry.
Yeah, dryers are very harsh, Tom. What the hell? What does fabric softener do? Or softens dryer
the,
sheet?
Softens the fabric. Dryer sheets, I think, attract the static.
Hmm. I don't care.
But my
I don't care about static. That's the most fun part.
No, Tim. My basis on them, a dryer sheet taking away the static, is based mostly on how the Flash's suit works. So it may or not be the case. Yeah, but the right to dry, Tim. Leave them out to dry. That's what the right to dryer say.
Okay.
Hey, let it all hang out.
Yeah, like Brooklyn in the 1950s.
I was
right?
gonna say, Tim, me and you have both lived in Brooklyn for a long time now, and that's one of the most disappointing things that there aren't just clotheslines with
hanging
with,
between the buildings. Yeah. Yeah.
I hardly ever get to see my neighbors' unmentionables. Unless I'm rifling through the washing machines.
If you like the show, you can find more information at tcgte.com. What else do you say at the end? This is the part where I go on my phone.
You can email us at completeguidetoeverything@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @CompleteGuide. You can follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/CompleteGuide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me on those things @YourPalTim.
And check out our subreddit @r/TCGTE. And if you want to support the show, you can support our sponsors. You can also check out our Patreon @TCGTE.com/pledge, where you get a
new episode of Fast Food Friday every Thursday.
Every Thursday or Friday, depending on if you remember.
Yeah.
I get those alerts too, Tim.
I wish you would ease up on me, Tom. Doing the best I can.
And you can also check out tcgte.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping, where, you know, it's business as usual.
And if you're making a long distance phone call, dial 1010-345.
Well, we were just watching an old wrestling show at a bar beforehand.
SmackDown.
Was it SmackDown?
I believe so.
I didn't see the title card. And yeah, it was like from the 90s, and they were talking about, they weren't talking about this. They had commercials for all the different
clubs. Everyone was there. Dwayne the Rock Jackson. the Stone Cold.
Dwayne the Rock Jackson. Who else was there?
The Stone Cold
Stone
Stefan
Cold Steve
Urkel.
Aspen.
Yeah. I don't know, Tom. I feel like we didn't talk
the Underwear Taker.
That's you at the laundromat. Creep.
When I come in, I demand that they play the Undertaker's theme song. You know that song? It just goes like dong.
Do you turn off the lights at the laundromat?
Turn off the lights. The music comes on. Lights come back on. Everybody's underwear is gone.
They must love that.
They do.
It's a thrill.
It is, because it's unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Keeping everybody guessing.
It brings some life into their otherwise humdrum lives. What were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm going to go home.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.